could do. I feel like that all the time now. I just woke up from a dream where I had that feeling. But that's all I can remember about it.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Philip said, removing his left shoe by pushing at its heel with his other foot, then doing the reverse.
I don't ever have that feeling.
Or like when you put your keys down when you come in the house, and 15 minutes later you reach for them where you thought you put them and they're not there. Then you spend 2 hours turning the whole place upside down, even though you don't have anywhere to go right then, because until you find them, you'll feel like there's a fish hook stuck in your brain, tugging.
I've never felt like that either,
Philip said.
My key cards move from the nightstand to the right front pocket of my slacks when I leave for work. They only leave my pocket when I need to open doors. When I'm done, they go back to my pocket. At the end of the day, they return to the nightstand.
He tossed the little bundle of rubber-banded RFID cards there by example.
It never fails.
Ah, Philip, you're worthless. Rebecca slipped beneath the bed covers and yanked them up to her chin. Philip stripped down to his undershirt and boxers and sat down on his side of the bed.
It doesn't make sense,
he said, half to himself. But it was at moments like these when, for all that he and Rebecca had been through, he still felt conscious of the satisfaction of being